That. Coming next to the stage, we have a local stand-up, awesome friend of the show. I love having him here. So excited to hear his piece. Please welcome Mr. Brandon Kirkman. Yeah.
I was very excited to be on this show, not for wrestling, but I love lying. It's one of my favorite things. Like, I thought about this all the time. I really want to take my dog and swab his mouth and then send it off to Ancestry.com just to get that letter back. Be like, we don't know if we should call the police or scientists, but you got nothing but dogs, dude. But I was really excited to be on this because I'm not a big wrestle person, but I have a story that's very tangential to it, which is when I was growing up, a little bit older, this is about round 92 when I was 6 or 7, there was a kid in my neighborhood, his name was Kevin, and there's two things about Kevin. He loved wrestling, and he loved having every Nintendo game that was ever made. Very good features. And I was like, how can I get my in with this? So finally I decided I will just lie about wrestling to him. I can just talk about wrestling and pretend I know things, and I'll get to go over and play Nintendo games as much as I want. And sure enough, it was true. It was very sad because I found out that I tried to get into wrestling. I'd watch it. I couldn't. I just found out that I loved lying so much. It was just too easy. He'd be like, oh, Brandon, did you see that WWF match last night? It was so crazy with Jake the Snake. I'm like, yeah, man, of course. Snakes are so cool. It's like, why wouldn't that be great? And then he'd be like, oh, man, I can't believe that whole match with, like, Undertaker versus Glenn Roth, that was so crazy. Well, I'm like, yeah, that was pretty cool. I don't think the Undertaker should hit women, but, you know. And I was expecting a monster truck, but I guess it was just a wrestler. It makes sense now talking to you about this. And all the time, he would just come up to me, and I'd kind of lie about it, but he'd be so enthusiastic about it, too. He'd always be like, oh, I can't believe Bret Hart's the WWF champion. And I'm like, me too. I'm so glad he got all the votes he needed. We haven't had a champion in years, and we just really need it this time in this day and age. And I feel bad because, like, I never got my comeuppance on it. What happened is eventually my dad got a job in Florida and we moved, so I got, like, the perfect easy out. And I was just like, Kevin, I gotta move. Just classic dad stuff, you know? He got a job and I gotta follow him, apparently, because he pays for the house and everything. But, like, I always remember our time together. And I remember Kevin said something really sweet to me. He's like, well, you know, we'll always have wrestling. And I was thinking to myself, it's like, well, you'll always have a lot of Nintendo video games. And I feel like, in a way, I did get my karma for it because I have a job currently where I'm working with a 19-year-old, and the three things he loves are talking is extremely disgusting to me, wrestling, and doing these three things at me at all times. Like, I'll just be standing there, and I've decided not to lie about it. I'll just tell him I don't like wrestling. He's like, oh, I should TKO you for that. And I'm like, there's a new kind of KO? I didn't realize this. And then he had to explain that to me. But the more disgusting thing is he'll just say the most, like, raw, gross things to me when we're standing next to a bunch of guests coming through because we were at a hotel, and they'll just be like, Brandon, when I get home tonight, I gotta bust a nut on some big-ass titties. And it'll be like a person, like, 5 feet away from us. And I'm worried I'm just gonna have to go to, like, HR one day and be like, hey, we had a guest saying that it looks like dad hired his son to talk about sex with him at the job, and we think it's you. And, like, I hate it because he's just so graphic about these things, but I know so much about him. Like, I know more about his dick than my dad. And I came out of my dad's dick, so that's really messed up. And I feel like I could see this as karma, but I've really started to warm up to him, too. And in a way, it's like, let me see that there's a beautiful side to every person. Because the other day he came to me, he's like, Brandon, are you thinking about getting a new HD television? I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, you should get that. I heard the HD stands for very good. And I found out he was not joking, as much as that was the funniest thing I heard all day. So I'm like, you know what? I kind of like you a lot. I think I kind of love you. So, guys, enjoy your wrestling stories. It's as much as I got there.
Oh, man, you can catch Brandon around town. He's great. Similarly, when I was a kid, I would have to lie about my wrestling cred, especially to my stepbrother. And my into wrestling when I was a little kid was Sergeant Slaughter, because G.I. Joe, like, look where we are. And come to find out, by the time of, like, 1998, Sergeant Slaughter was not cool anymore, apparently. I don't know. He's always cool to me. He beat Globulus, which, okay, no one knows who Globulus is. I clearly am out of my element here. I'm going to go ahead and make a smooth X